SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A federal jury orders Rudy Giuliani to pay a pair of Georgia election workers he repeatedly and falsely accused of fraud, $148 million in damages. Despite the judgment, the former mayor of New York City and lawyer for former President Trump still believes there was election fraud.
You're a liar, Rudy. You're going to die in prison.
I know that my country had a president imposed on it by fraud.
The 8-person jury awarded Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wandrea Moss, the sum, after a 4-day trial, in which they testified that Giuliani's lies in support of the former president subjected them to a torrent of racist and violent threats and turned their lives upside down. Also at SRNNews.com, the Republican-led House approves a resolution this week demanding the resignation of the presidents of two of the most prestigious universities in America, MIT and Harvard.
The demand came in the wake of a hearing where lawmakers grilled the presidents of MIT, Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, and NYU over anti-Semitism in their respective campuses. Students from some of those institutions joined Republican lawmakers to share their gut-wrenching experiences with anti-Semitism. The students accused the university presidents of doing nothing to combat the problem. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, the Republican from New York, one of the co-sponsors of the resolution, described the passage of the measure as a, quote, historic bipartisan effort. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Israeli troops mistakenly shot 3 hostages to death in a battle-torn neighborhood of Gaza City. The Army's chief spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said the soldiers mistakenly identified the 3 Israelis as a threat and opened fire on them. This is SRN News. Transgenderism seems to be worming its way into the dance world.
A boy who is living as a girl has finished first in an Irish step dancing competition in Texas, making him eligible to compete against females in international championships. The boy had previously performed as a male in other Irish dancing competitions. Many parents have been complaining about the presence of a boy in competitions strictly limited to girls. No word on what the governing bodies of the shows will decide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawyers for a spiritual advisor to an Alabama inmate scheduled to be executed have filed suit, arguing restrictions on how close the advisor can get to the inmate in the death chamber are hostile to religion. The pastor says he was asked to sign a form agreeing to stay 3 feet away from the inmate's gas mask for safety reasons. The man's execution would be the nation's first using nitrogen gas administered through a mask placed over the man's mouth and nose. SRN News. Here's an end-of-the-week business snapshot with John Scott.
Wall Street closed out its longest weekly winning streak in 6 years after big gains early this week on hopes for lower interest rates in the U.S. The S&P 500 ended an up-and-down day, little changed. It still posted a solid gain for the week and its 7th straight weekly gain. Hopes for cuts to interest rates from the Federal Reserve in 2024 have sent Treasury yields tumbling this week, which releases pressure on the stock market.
The end of the week numbers, the Dow gained 56 points to finish up at 37,305. NASDAQ added 52 to 14,813. NASDAQ shed less than a point, 47.19. New York oil lost 15 cents, falling to $71.43 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.